Please join us for In the Spotlight, a weekly review with Simone Herodin, the Communications and Brand Management Specialist at Artscape Theatre. Simone has been with the Artscape Theatre since 2000, and she also serves on the board. She's one of the associated companies at Artscape. In her free time, she loves to engage in writing and has also written and performed her autobiographical one-woman drama, and makes cameo appearances in productions such as The Boogie Shows. She is known to have a big personality and is known for her frivolous fun. We all know Simone's wonderful, exciting energy when we get to the theatre. She is definitely an adventurous queen and a strong advocate for gender equality and a staunch opponent of ageism. We are very pleased to do this weekly chat in the spotlight with Simone Herodin.
We are very pleased to be chatting this morning to Simone Herodin, just on the very back of the positive news about the Die Burger Theatre Award. Simone, please explain to us. I'm so excited. What does this award mean for the Artscape Theatre?
Yes, Janet. Die Burger has a competition every single year in which their readers have to vote for the best in certain categories. And this is about the fifth year running, if I'm not mistaken, that Artscape has been chosen. We got gold as the preferred theater of choice of Die Burger and News 2020, which is under obviously Media 24, of their readers to frequent Artscape and Artscape productions. So it really buoys us that Die Burger readers, and obviously with the readers and their offspring and their families and their friends as well, chooses Artscape as the theatre of choice, which is actually also our motto, to be the theatre of choice for theatre goers and patrons and stakeholders in Cape Town, the Western Cape, and if not, then in the entire South Africa and on the African continent. So it means the world to us that we've been recognized as having one of the best artistic fare on offer that's out there.
Now, an interesting follow-on question for you, Simone. What percentage of the productions are actually, because Die Burger is an Afrikaans medium newspaper, what percentage of the theatre productions that go on are actually in Afrikaans?
We I would say about 20%, because the majority of productions are in English, so that it also appeals to a wider cross-section of audiences across South Africa. And we do respect the official languages, and we do have productions in isiXhosa. We do have sign language interpreters at specific events. But it is interesting, the question that you asked, because about 20% of productions on Afrikaans, such as Nathaniel, such as Karen Zoid, that comes to us at times. And of course, the set was to fierce over a period of about 4 days in April and the beginning of May. But it just shows that whatever language one speaks, the arts speaks to you in its unique language for your enjoyment.
Now, this is what's so phenomenal for me, because I know it's not many productions, but the fact that you have built critical mass with a 20 to 25% exposure really says that the language of theater is universal.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter that it's not happening in Afrikaans. That reader constituency values and sees your position. And I think it's a huge accolade for the theater. And you know, well done to you, Marlene, and the rest of the team, because it really sends out a powerful message about the power of the theatre, that the theatre really is food for the soul. It is so powerful that it transcends language, it transcends communities, and people see the space as a space for all of us. And that's pretty powerful for me. Now, on the back of that, and you're enjoying this amazing success because it's the award. And we see Artscape coming more and more into the fore. We've just celebrated, we've just experienced the Heritage Day celebration at the theatre. We're exposed to LGBTQ productions. It's really ticking all of the boxes. It's talking to a very wide constituency. And that's just what theatre should be. Now, what can we expect to see over the next week, Simone?
Thanks, Janet. You've just mentioned Heritage. We're still in Heritage Month. So this weekend, we're going to conclude the Heritage-centered productions with the Khamisa Heritage Tour. And that tour retraces the South Africa's colonial past and its connection to the Netherlands, telling the indigenous stories of the indigenous communities of the Soy, sorry, the San and the Khoi, who obviously inhabited South Africa's landscape dating back thousands of years. And it speaks about the not the well-known history of the actually of the resistance of these communities against the scourge of the settlers. Now, the Khamisa Heritage Tour, it actually is a tour that is actually a production that goes and on an internal tour throughout Cape Town, including the castle, and then it will end off with this weekend's production at Artscape.
Wow, so that's really a full-on 360 culture and heritage experience, moving out of the confines of the theatre, really taking our culture and heritage out into the wider Western Cape space. So, Simon, just explain to us what will that program entail? So it's a walking tour, or is there a bus?
And
How will it happen?
although it's called a tour, it is actually a theatrical performance on stage. It's on the stage in the theatre stage, and it is
Ah.
the tour is told through storytelling, through music, and through dance. So it is actually a fully fledged production on the theatre stage itself.
Wonderful. That is quite a treat for the senses and for the community. So we have the Khamisa tour saying closing off Heritage Month in a very beautiful and evocative way. Is there anything else we can look forward to?
The following weekend, our 53rd, can you believe it, 53rd Youth Classical Concert in conjunction with the Cape Town Philharmonic
That's way
Orchestra.
older than you and I, Simone. I mean, really,
Absolutely, way
53.
older. And
53
it
years,
sees
that's quite a legacy.
13, yeah, it sees 13 young musicians on a professional stage with a professional orchestra. And it's a stepping stone and a platform to an amazing career in the theatre, in the classical world. And one of those people that have gone on to make a name for themselves is Levi Sekgopane, that was a previous Operalia winner in 2017. And then our own Brandon Phillips, that conducts the orchestra, resident conductor
Oh,
of the
Brandon is
that,
really.
that was once a youth classical concert participant.
Oh, you
And
know, I was at the theater the other day,
yes.
and someone referred to Brandon Phillips as a thinking woman's crumpet. Will you please tell him that?
Absolutely.
So that is quite phenomenal. I think lots of excitement at the theater, as always. Really looking forward. As we head into season, right? We're going into season.
Yes, we're going into
And
the
there's some
festive season.
fun stuff
Amazing
happening.
productions. My Fair Lady, The Nutcracker, Boogie Show,
Wow.
Rufus McAdoo. It's going to be an amazing festive season this year.
Well, we're hanging on to our seats. We're looking forward, Simone. And I must say, we really, really do enjoy all the diversity that Artscapes brought to our stage, everything from heritage to the LGBTQ plus community, to women's work, to the youth. I mean, all the touch points, all the tick boxes have definitely been ticked this year. We're going into a glowing end of year experience, and we are certainly looking forward to celebrating 2024 and the closure thereof with you and the Artscape community.
Absolutely. It's just our ethos again. You've just encapsulated our ethos, which is Artscape Theatre is a home for all and the theatre of choice.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Simone. We will chat to you
Thanks,
again next
Janet.
week.
Okay, sure. We'll chat.
Ciao, ciao. Bye.
Thanks.